This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Consumer spending makes up more than two-thirds of the U.S. economy, and there are signs we're starting to cut back. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. U.S. markets opened lower after retail sales numbers unexpectedly fell this morning. The measure of consumer spending was down 0.3% in September, according to the Commerce Department. Analysts expected the number to go up. If you strip out spending on autos, gas, building supplies, and food services, spending was mostly flat. For more on this and other market news, I'm joined by Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities for Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can we learn from these latest retail sales numbers?
Well, retail sales were a surprise to the market. So they were estimated to come in at a positive 0.3% growth rate. And instead, the actual was a negative 0.3%. So that is going to cause some concern in the market. That retail sales number is the first time we've seen a decline in the last 7 months. Remember that retail sales reflect sentiment and confidence from the U.S. consumer. And our economy right now is really being held up by that consumer and that consumer spend. So the negative retail sales number is definitely going to cause an impact on the market.
So how much of an indicator is this, though? Because this can be a volatile number.
It can be a volatile number. I think the timing of it is more interesting than anything else. We just had three major bank CEOs yesterday come out and talk about economic climate, business sentiment, and the weakening in business sentiment, but the continued strength in the consumer. I think that this volatile number certainly can change. It's not necessarily a negative, but watch the trend because we want to see where this moves in the next month. It's certainly possibly indicative of a decline in confidence in the consumer, and that's a negative.
Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities for Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Artificial intelligence and robots are spreading in workplaces around the world. About half of the workers surveyed in a new poll from Oracle and HR research firm Future Workplace say they use AI in their day-to-day work. That's up from a third of workers last year. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The idea of artificial intelligence brings up a lot of bad associations. You know, the evil robots rising up.
I'll be back.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
But Oracle's Emily Hu says most workplace AI applications today are aiming lower.
Simple things like, what's my vacation balance? Or, you know, what's the 401k policy?
She says the majority of workers surveyed actually prefer to use AI tech for those tasks rather than asking their manager. These apps and voice assistants aren't trying to replicate complex human thought. They're doing more of the menial work that takes up so much of our office lives. Kristen Sharp is a senior fellow with the New America Foundation.
It replaces a lot of the things that we think of as repetitive or drudgery-based tasks and allows people to do the things that require human discretion.
Like giving emotional support or brainstorming new ideas. But people in the Oracle survey said AI can be complicated to use and find it hard to keep up with all the new tech at work. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Health, one in every five adults in the U.S. experienced some sort of mental illness in 2018. That includes some people we put on pedestals, like professional athletes. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what one league in particular is doing to help players.
Back in March of 2018, Kevin Love, an all-star basketball player for the Cleveland Cavaliers, published a first-person essay on the sports website The Players Tribune. He wrote about having a panic attack during a game. Here he is on Yahoo News.
I was actually out there on the court. I mean, I didn't have anywhere to go, so I just checked myself out and went straight to the locker room. It wasn't until the next week after that I thought to myself, well, I really have to change something.
As part of the NBA's 2017 collective bargaining agreement, the league established a mental health and wellness program. William Parham directs it. He says the rigors of the sport, the competitive pressures to stay on top, and the sudden wealth and fame cause some players to struggle.
Players are really overwhelmed by the situations that are happening in their lives and feeling so overwhelmed that it's beginning to compromise the very role as a baller.
The NBA is now expanding its efforts on mental health, prompted by Kevin Love and other prominent players talking publicly about their struggles. Each team must now make licensed mental health professionals available to players.
Part of what we are wanting to do is to really destigmatize this mental health and wellness issue.
Another challenge for the league, players may not want their teams knowing if they're seeking help. They worry that it might affect future earnings potential. Atur Turakia is a sports psychologist in Orange, California.
From the players' standpoint and the players' association standpoint, they will want to know, will this come into play into any of our future contract negotiations, for example?
The NBA recognizes the problem. It told teams they have to explain to players and staff how they'll handle privacy issues regarding players' mental health. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And there's a big deal playing out in Las Vegas this week. MGM Resorts is selling its famous Bellagio and Circus resorts. MGM will make about $5 billion off the two separate deals, which will finalize later this year. The company says it will use the cash to, quote, build a fortress balance sheet. Most of the money is from the Bellagio sale. The resort, known for its elaborate fountain shows on the Las Vegas Strip, sold to Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust for $4.25 billion. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.